Order, order.
Select committee report.
The 2014 adjournment debate was kicked off by Deputy Prime Minister Bill English, who began with an obligatory round of Christmas greetings to fellow MPs and parliamentary staff.
And particularly a happy Christmas to the new leader of the Labor Party. In fact, when I was thinking about wishing him happy Christmas, I thought, I've done the adjournment debate before, and I think I've wished the Leader of the Opposition happy Christmas before. And I thought, I better go back and just check. So here it is. Phil Goff got 3 Christmases. David Shearer got 2 Christmases. David Cunliffe got 1 Christmas. We hope Andrew Little makes Christmas.
And the joke wasn't lost on Opposition Leader Andrew Little himself.
Now, I also believe, Mr Speaker, it is also protocol for me to acknowledge all the former leaders in my caucus, but, Mr Speaker, I only have 10 minutes and I don't want to detain the House for too much longer.
But Mr Little didn't shy away from poking fun at the Prime Minister as well.
We've had releases of texts between the Prime Minister and Cameron Slater, but what we have discovered through our very arduous research is that there are some texts that haven't been, that weren't released at the time. We've now found them. We've now found them. And so, for example, here's one from the night of the 14th of June, 11:55 p.m. John Key to Cameron Slater, just putting out Moonbeam, night night cam cam. And then we have one from August the 31st. John, can I get some advice? This is Cameron Slater to John Key. John, can I get some advice again? Girl problems. Judith's not talking to me anymore. And then one from just a couple of weeks ago. John, I haven't heard from you in 2 hours. You okay?
Meanwhile, new Green MP James Shaw touched on some of the things he had learnt in his time in Parliament so far.
Journalists do actually ask questions like, have you ever smoked cannabis? My answer to that was no. Absolutely not. Never. Of course, I was answering generally rather than specifically, but it's true. I have never inhaled in my capacity as a List MP. My office may have taken drugs in the past. I don't know. I'm not accountable for it. But at the end of the day, what I can say is that I am extremely relaxed.
And there were also lessons learnt by the ACT Party's David Seymour.
I came to the House thinking that if you wanted to come and speak in this House, you needed a detailed knowledge of what you were talking about. But as it turns out, that's optional.
And in the opinion of New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters, the adjournment debate had come around too soon.
Why are we rising now? Why, when there's 0 hours for some people in contracts and the 90-day exploratory period and the lack of smoker, would this Parliament have every other party but New Zealand First want to go and have an early holiday? Shocking. They should be here to handle the crisis that this country faces. Why overnight the OECD irrefutably pointed to the disparities between the wealth and the poor in this country? You know, the only thing we've got in surplus right now in this country is political dishonesty.
It's also standard practice for the Speaker to sum up the statistics in the House, and there was one stat he drew particular attention to.
To date, not one member has been asked to leave the chamber. Now, that could be because behaviour has improved. It could be because my patience has improved. Or it could be because one particular member who has the record in the time that I've been in this House of being thrown out the most has actually joined the presiding officer's team. And I am, of course, referring to the Honourable Trevor Mallard.
And finally, a waiata from Māori-Party co-leader Marama Fox, accompanied by her colleague Te Ororo Flavel.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Māori-Party gave to me 12 tweeters tweeting, 11 sizzling fried bread, 10 fattened power, 9 foxy children, 8 juicy kinners, 7 seats are waiting, 6 poise are twirling, 5 whānau ora.
Navigators.
4 burning questions, 3 iron Māori, 2 smart co-leaders, and a Merry Krihi me te ki a koe.
Māori Party co-leaders Marama Fox and Te Ororo Flavel. Following that debate, the House adjourned just after 5 p.m. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.